The world-famous Tang Long Water Puppet Theater in Hanoi has its roots in an art form that dates back to the 11th century. So it's an antique piece of antique water puppet.
Water puppet.
So it tells us how old the water puppets are.
Long time ago.
It's been around.
Because in the pond, here is a place where...
This is the pond where this is where the ancient water puppets
show. So you can sit here and see the puppet
show. Oh, yes. Water puppet exactly. Show. That's the way they were doing it.
And look at the bridge.
Yes.
Made of stone, ancient bridge.
Ancient stone.
Mm. Long time ago.
The tradition of water puppet theater stems from a time when rice paddy fields were flooded and villagers would make entertainment by standing in the waist-deep water with the puppets performing all over the water.
When the farmers, they have a free time, they're going to make a show, the water puppet show. And all the show will perform by the farmers. They make the water puppet and they sing the folk songs to make a show to entertain for all the villagers.
Using large rods to support the puppets, it appeared as if they were moving across the water with the puppeteers hidden behind a screen. This tradition is unique to North Vietnam, but has recently found fame in stages all over the world. So it's a rare treat to see puppets perform in their original location at the Tang Long Water Puppet Theater. Performances are accompanied by a Vietnamese orchestra playing traditional music, using drums, wooden bells, horns, bamboo flutes, and cymbals. There are also authentic Vietnamese operatic songs telling the story that is being acted out by the puppets. Most of the shows recount Vietnamese folktales and legends, with topics including the celebration of the rice harvest, depicted in a humorous fashion. The puppets are controlled by no more than 8 puppeteers, hiding behind a bamboo screen. The renowned Tang Long Water Puppet Show is considered to be one of the cultural highlights of Northern Vietnam, dating back to a tradition that first started in the Red River Delta. Today's performances usually include a number of short sketches rather than one long story, taking the audience on a journey of ancient village life, agricultural harvests, and dances of mythical creatures. Most shows also feature the famous legend of the restored sword of King Le, which tells the tale of one Kim Lick and the giant tortoise. And the live music plays an integral part of the show, with singers often shouting words of encouragement to the puppets.